gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live and primed and ready to go from Patriot Home Funding's headquarters. Thanks for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're here. We're live. Also, of course, on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AM660TheAnswer.com, your smart devices if you've downloaded the free Answer Orlando app. And your Alexa device, right, Rick Brown?
Absolutely. Just tell her to listen to 660 AM, The Answer.
And, and
it appears.
And she'll tell you, that's right.
All right. She says, okay.
Okay, that is our recovering politician, successful entrepreneur, Rick Brown, who's in the, shall we say, the away studio here, the Patriot Home Funding Studio, along with the chairman of the board, Michael McBath, sporting Penn State. What's this 60-year business here?
No. Let's see, this was a sort of a split shirt. You know, actually, at the NFL conventions, they take your colleges. So all the guys there that are from Penn State or, you know, Nebraska or whatever, they break them down so you get shirts. It says Penn State on it. And this is the 60th year of the union, which needs some help right now. And I think we'll offer that to them in March.
Okay. All right. And we are here. Compliments of Patriot Home Funding. And Patriot Home Funding Friday always has Pierce Outlaw or somebody from Patriot Home Funding in. And today we're at Pierce Outlaw's desk, literally in his office. Pierce.
Yes, the American adversaries have gone slumming today. And hello to all you irredeemable deplorables. Thank you for celebrating our 10th anniversary with us.
All right, we got Nicholas Cicero on the bridge. We got Joe Ferraro on the battle bridge here with us. We got Aubrey Kahn in the office. We got Kathy Santomassino in the office. I'm going to have her give us an update on today's Facebook page. It's a hoot. And so we got a lot to talk about today. But once again, we want to thank all of our sponsors because without sponsors, we can't do the show. I mean, it's just that's the mechanics of it. That's the way it works. And Patriot Home Funding has been a great sponsor, as has Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation, and of course the caterers here today, Pasquale Barba of Cafe Positano. Pierce, you guys really went all out.
Yes, we do. We tried to make it nice for everybody, and again, it's a celebration, so we want everybody to be as happy as we are and feel as blessed as we do.
Now, what is the celebration?
The celebration is 10 years in business for John and I from the time that we literally bought the company out of the scrap heap of our being fired by the home builder that owned the company prior to us buying it. So Sunday is
That'll
our 10th
show him.
Yeah. Sunday is our actual 10th anniversary, so we're celebrating it with a lot of our customers, a lot of our vendors, a lot of our referral partners, and also our family and friends, and most of all our family. Because when we started the business, we vowed that we would have a family business. And the family, the American Adversaries, is obviously a big part of our family, and we're part of the American Adversaries family. But the family goes further than that. It goes to the people who work for us. Those are the family that make us. And then we have our family, our spouses, Penny and Tammy, and our kids. And those are the family that keep us grounded. And then the family that came before us, our deceased parents. So it is a family business. We take our pride in that, and we're so glad that everybody's joining us today.
Of course, Pierce Outlaw and John Siebert, and you got Ashley, Penny, Harley. Did I see Mariah out there too? And is it Ola?
Arlo,
yeah, and great folks over here, and they do treat everybody like family, and their clientele as well. I mean, they'll treat you like somebody they would treat in their family if they came here for business. And it's no small achievement, is it, Mike, 10 years?
No, I think and what these people have done in this community is terrific. Not only are they great businessmen, you know, they're out there all the time, you know, working in different areas, charity, and in the area we like most, politics. And particularly sports. I mean, who knows sports more than the commentator?
These guys. You know? Yeah, Pierce and John.
Yeah, Pierce knows both the game. A Georgia guy. Except he was wrong on the bowl game.
Well, yeah, that's the one prediction.
By one point.
Yeah.
Don't rub it in.
I know. No, but actually, I mean, that game, who knows,
yeah,
you know. But
it was a great
game. And yeah. Again next year. Right?
Second and 26, and they let them throw it over their head. I still haven't figured out how that happened.
Yeah, I know.
Still there upset,
was,
you know.
There was a couple of calls there. But
he told the receivers, that's what they need.
Yeah. Well, okay, so let's talk some business. Patriot Home Funding is in the mortgage business. If you need a mortgage, if you need a refinance, these guys will help you. If you're having trouble getting a mortgage, these guys can help you. If you're not quite there, Pierce, you'll tell them how to get there, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the things we do when we receive referrals from our realtor partners. We talk to the clients, and if the client's ready to buy, we proceed. If they're not, we try to put them on a program that will get them where they need to be. It might have to do with cleaning up something on their credit, saving a little money, selling something, whatever they need to do. And we try to give them a timeline and a program, you know, that gets them a road to their objective of buying a house. Sometimes it takes them a year. I've had people call me back after a year and a half when I told them what to do, and they do it, and they come back a year and a half later, and voila, they're buyers. And that's a very satisfying thing when you see somebody make a commitment or change a behavior to achieve a goal. That's a wonderful thing.
And the market as it is now, there's a high demand out there, so you want to be prepared when you step into the market. If you're buying, you want to be pre-approved. You want to be ready to go, right, Pierce? Because
you want to be pre-approved.
You could lose that house that you want because you're not ready, right?
Especially in this market. We're seeing a lot of the buyers that we send out onto the street with our realtor partners. They're getting into multiple bid situations where a lot of times the prices are over what the listing price is. And if you're not pre-approved, they're not even going to sniff at your offer. So you need to be approved. And another service we offer, too, is a rate check. So if you've been set up with another mortgage lender, shame on you, by another realtor or a builder, call us and let us look at that loan estimate or that fees worksheet, and we'll show you how we can save you money by using us. Or even if it's a builder and they're paying your closing costs, we will give you the bargaining power to save money for your mortgage there, and that's a service we do for absolutely free.
And I tell you, with the market doing what it's doing, you know, I think a lot more people are going to be thinking about buying bigger houses or moving or getting a second house or a third house or maybe making some changes to their house because, once again, today
Again, we had another great day. The market actually hit its fifth time this year, the Dow, at a new high.
And this
we
is, had what, 11 days
I know,
old?
I mean, it's just,
and,
it just
and two
seems
of those,
like the
three
craziest
or four of those
thing
are
I've
weekend.
Ever heard of.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had five different indexes hit new records. We had NASDAQ. We had the Russell 2000. You know, we had, how about this, oil. Oil again is creeping up there. You know, oil went over 63 again. And plus, it's a case that when I think of Pierce's business, okay, you look out there, what a great business to be in, because if I were someone, I would be looking at my real estate and going out and taking mortgages now because, you know, earnings week begins actually tomorrow. And you're going to see the earnings come out, and you're going to see some real positive announcements like we saw today, which we'll get into later, Walmart and everything. But that type of thing will probably propel the market higher. At some point, they've got to continue to lift rates. And if they continue to lift rates, if I were a buyer, I would want to be locking in the lowest rate that I could. Plus, the other aspect of it is, think about this. You've had massive cold weather up north. I mean, the worst we've ever seen. Do you think there's going to be a lot of interest in housing down in Central Florida, beautiful Central Florida? So, you know, if I were somebody on the edge, you know, when this money starts coming out of the market, there's going to be so much money floating around. I would be out there and lining up my house and lining up my mortgages because rates will not stay at this level if the market continues at the tear it is. And if the earnings come out, which I think we all anticipate, will be very, very positive. And so I think this is the heyday. This is the period of time. Grab this real estate because, you know, in Florida, real estate is very inexpensive
relatively
to you and me living in Boston and New York and Washington. So the opportunity's there. Take advantage of it. But the main thing I like, again, is if you're in the market, too, you're a very happy person. And we can attribute that to Don Trump and all the policies that he's implemented that's put us in a very positive position, meaning the American public, our pension plans, and everything else. So with prosperity, though, will come higher interest rates. And I think Pierce would agree with that.
Absolutely. And there was another economic release this morning. The producer price index, which is a measure of wholesale prices in the marketplace, and that number surprised the market. It came in down 0.1%, where the market was looking for an increase of 0.2%, and that also helped the stock market rally today, and it also led to a rally in bonds. And if the CPI, which is the consumer price index, follows suit, which it usually does, it's going to put a lot of pressure on the Fed because basically a negative number is a sign of deflation. So how can the Fed keep raising interest rates if there's no inflation and far below what their target of 2%?
Chris, I think one thing, too, yesterday, which we discussed, was this Chinese situation with the Chinese purchasing treasuries, and there was a threat that they wouldn't do it. I know. I had to laugh about it because the Chinese used the word, this was a fake news story, right? Yeah. You mean Trump has finally invaded? He's taking over the language? I had to laugh so hard about that.
That's the beauty. I mean, we'll never be able to look at Hillary again without thinking crooked Hillary, right?
Yeah, and could the Chinese realistically ever stop purchasing American treasuries because their treasury holdings is a backstop of their currency.
And plus the fact it gives them stability because what's the most stable nation in the world?
It is and will be for a long time, the United States of America, especially with Trump at the helm making the nation great again. Yeah, it's funny because you watch these liberals channels, and they're talking. How long is it going to take to fix the damage that he's done? And I'm thinking, have these fools looked at their 401k plans? You know, if they want it messed up, I'll mess it up for them real quick.
Yeah, we can let some of their economists manage their money.
That's right.
No, they all got out when Paul Krugman told them to, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, they resent the fact that they bought into that nonsense. I tell you what, let's take a break. When we come back, I do want to talk about this Walmart thing because this is like the 84th or 85th company to announce that they're doing something like this. And, of course, Walmart is so huge and employs so many people. This is going to have a significant impact. And it's interesting because the media realizes that and they're already trying to neutralize it. We'll tell you how and why it won't work. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
You have an accident on I-4 westbound right in the downtown area there near the 408 east and westbound ramps. You do have slowdowns on I-4 westbound starting in Maitland, and that continues westbound all the way past downtown, and it doesn't even clear up until the turnpike. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. The 408 westbound is fairly congested. It doesn't even clear up until after the 423. 408 eastbound is fairly clear, though. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, coming to you live from Patriot Home Funding. Thanks to John Siepert and Pierce Outlaw, great sponsors of the show. We are here live. You can still be a part of the show, though. Give us a call, 407-774-8255. And by the way, Cafe Positano can cater your event just like they catered this one here as well.
Chris, they've done a good job. I just wish they would do some golf instruction outside, too, when we came in.
I tell you what, I can't wait to tear into some of that.
As soon as you walked in the door, I knew who it was.
Oh, boy.
I knew who the caterer
was. Did you see that
was.
Big old stack of pizzas they had out there, too?
And the meatballs look.
Oh, yeah.
Like the size of tennis balls. They're incredible.
Yeah, indeed.
Kathy's had six already.
Yeah. So you better watch out.
Be careful.
Hey, while Kathy's here, Kathy, tell him. Tell
not
him,
true.
Kathy is constantly adding to our Facebook page and keeping it alive and up to date. Tell him what you've done with it today.
Well, today's perv of the day is James Franco, the actor.
Now, who's James Franco?
He's an actor. I'm not following him, but he's been in Hollywood a few years, done some kind of obscure films, but he's a good-looking Italian
The original
actor.
Superman.
Oh,
I mean Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Oh, the original Spider-Man.
I didn't know that.
Right. Yeah, he was in the original, the first two Spider-Man.
Okay.
All
That's
right.
good to know.
Peter Parker.
Anyway, and then we have Oprah Winfrey, the perv enabler of the day, because she had a friendship with Harvey Weinstein.
The Weinstein lover.
And Seal came out today. You know Seal, the singer that was married
to
Heidi Klum.
Oh, yeah, he trashed her.
Yep.
He came out today and alleges that Oprah knew about Harvey Weinstein's philanderings and, like Jane Fonda, never made any comments about it until it hit the news.
That's right. That's right. He called her a hypocrite, you know, for standing up there the other night.
Right, because we know I call them PR hogs. All they want to do is look like they're leading the war when, in essence, they caused the war.
Exactly.
And it's very, I'm sure, very distraught to many of these poor women that suffered under their knowledge.
Jane Fonda says she was too afraid to come out about Harvey.
Well, interestingly enough, there's kind of a backroom story to this. Seal has been on Oprah. You know, he's a black singer. I think he's from somewhere in Nigeria.
He's awesome.
A
lot of great songs. And apparently, I guess it really got him a little ticked off because here she is coming out as... she may be the next presidential candidate and everything.
Anyway,
that she, you know, she's higher above and, you know, in, how can I say it, her character bulletproof.
She's a huge celebrity.
Right.
She's got a huge following, but she's a huge liberal.
Yeah, but
and she's a huge hypocrite at the end of the day.
Exactly. That's what Seal was implying that, you know,
she shows a
certain character when you hear about her and see her, and yet the truth is
she's a phony.
She's a phony.
Well, you know, Kathy.
And she's today's perv enabler of the day.
Perv enabler of
which you'll find on our Facebook page, American Adversaries.
That's
along with some fun cartoons.
Oh.
All right. Listen, we got a caller on the line. I want to take him so he doesn't have to wait through the break. At least get started anyway. Jose, are you there? Thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being out here.
How are you? Hey, I got to address, I know you guys are in love with the Trumpster and Wall Street. The perfect quid pro quo. Donald Trump gets the word out to his hedge fund manager pals at Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and the rest of them. Tells them, when I become president, you'll get a tax cut, and you'll pay me back by creating all this artificial wealth and 401k plans. And people will feel wealthy, go out and spend, and then the GDP will go up. It's the perfect quid pro quo, except what you're not telling people is the average American is living paycheck to paycheck, and they're not participating in this. These are Donald Trump's pals getting rich.
Yeah, first of all, you know, that's a nice fiction story. I mean, the reality of it is, as everything goes up, look at what's taking place with Walmart today. Look with all the places. I heard that absolute idiot Nancy Pelosi today going, oh, the people just get the crumbs. Oh, really? All those people have an opportunity to get into the business, climb their way up, get a great job, build their resume. And, you know, this idea that, you know, business is discriminating, this is garbage.
Well, here it is. Here it is, though. I understand where he's coming from. But the bottom line is, though, Jose, I think looking at this in terms of currency rather than wealth. What is happening now is that the nation is creating wealth, and that is something more than can be measured in currency and dollars. If you want to stay through the break, we got to take a break, but if you'll stay through, we'll pick this up on the other side. But I also want to pick up this notion of Trump colluding because it came up today in conjunction with Walmart. Anyway, you're listening to the American Adversaries.
But that was such a false story. I know, but that was such a false story.
We're live from Patriot Home Funding. We will be right back.
Take me down to the paradise, with a grassy and green and a girl down.
105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House has passed a bill to reauthorize a key foreign intelligence collection program with an important tweet. It requires the FBI to get a warrant if it wants to view the contents of Americans' communications swept up in the process. Legislation to renew the program that allows spy agencies to conduct surveillance on foreign targets abroad passed the House 256 to 164 and now heads to the Senate. The company that employs the mother of a 14-year-old girl who was dramatically pulled from a California home that collapsed in a mudslide says the girl's father and 16-year-old brother are still missing. NeoTract, a maker of devices used in the medical field of urology, has launched a fundraising page asking for financial support for the family of Kim Canton. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 206 points. The NASDAQ rose 58. More details at SRNNews.com.
And the latest Answer traffic now.
The Senate could approve a major higher education bill that is a priority for Senate President Joe Negron. This bill includes expanding the Bright Futures scholarships and needed based aid. House Democrats will also hold a news conference today to discuss legislation aimed at combating the opioid epidemic. We have an update on the story yesterday of Justin Machado, the teen that was found dead under suspicious circumstances. Officers have called Machado's death a homicide. No other details have been released, but if you have any information on the case, please call 1-800-423-TIPS. Volusia County deputies are also searching for a missing woman. 31-year-old Erin Boyd was last seen on Sunday night, and her car, keys, phone, and credit cards were all found at home. If you know of her whereabouts or have seen her, please contact 911. There's a high of 80 and a low of 64 and partly cloudy this afternoon. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have an accident on I-4 westbound right in the downtown area there near the 408 east and westbound ramps. You do have slowdowns on I-4 westbound starting in Maitland, and that continues westbound all the way past downtown, and it doesn't even clear up until the turnpike. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. The 408 westbound is fairly congested. It doesn't even clear up until after the 423. 408 eastbound is fairly clear, though. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Here comes Johnny Bieber!
Hello, Florida, this is Mark Merrill. You may know me in wrestling as the star Johnny Bieber. I listen to the American Adversaries, and you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my tuna fruta.
And
and we certainly don't want that to happen.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We really appreciate it. The American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show tonight is coming to you live from Patriot Home Funding. We're right over here on Douglas Avenue. John Siebert, Pierce Outlaw, and all the great folks over here are hosting a great 10-year anniversary party, 10 years in business after they bought this from the guy that fired them. How about that?
Now, you know, it sounds like a Shark Tank story, how they, you know, in Shark Tank, they rejected you, and then you come back 10 years later, and guess what? I am the king.
All right.
It's nice to see him.
Okay. That is, of course, Mike McBath. We also have Rick Brown here. I am Christopher Hart. Kathy Santomassino's in here, along with Aubrey Kahn. Pierce Outlaw is out there welcoming guests right about now. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge, and Joe Ferrero is here with us. And we were talking about the stock market, and we have Jose on the line. You can join us as well, 407-774-8255. And Jose was remarking about how Trump is working with his buddies on Wall Street to inflate the market and take the little guys to the cleaners, in essence. Go ahead. You still there?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not an indictment on your boy in the Oval Office. You're not going to say anything negative about Trump. This is an indictment on the corruption of the stock market. You don't think the market can be corrupt just on the downside? People who are fat in 401k now, they're not going to sell. They're not going to sell now, and they're going to get caught in an ugly downdraft when this corrects because of the tax consequences. Any other time in U.S. stock market history, the longs would be getting slaughtered now after a 6,000 point in 1 year. And by the way, this has been parabolic since Obama took office as well.
It did. You're right. It did go up considerably under Obama. But under Obama, it was because of what the Fed was doing with QE1, 2, 3, and
buying
all of
bonds.
That stuff. Right.
Yeah,
well, this is. Right. Right now, the Fed is trying to balance its sheet. But what we're seeing now is the actual creation of wealth. The stock market is an indicator. It's not the end all. Yeah, the market can be corrupted, and certainly there are people every day taking advantage of things in the market. But what the market is indicating is that wealth is being created in the nation. And wealth is people are buying things. People are buying cars. People are buying houses, investing in business.
Their perception is everything,
Well, yeah, it has a lot to do with it, and no doubt about that. Now, you happen to have the benefit of a guy who was 38 years on a trading desk.
I mean, the reality of it now is you have a constant increase of earnings because the profits of all these companies are being enhanced by getting rid of regulation, by all the job creation. So therefore, as profits go up, you're going to see validity to the stock prices continuing to enhance themselves.
Yes,
at some point there will be a correction.
That's
understanding the fundamentals of how buying and selling stock works.
Companies are profitable right now. Companies are profitable. They did not need a tax cut. We both know that.
Okay, yeah, you may be right that a lot of them didn't need the tax cut because obviously they were making money already, right? But this is why they are taking that tax cut and passing it down to employees. And many of these companies are talking about reinvesting and doing other things with the money. That was the whole idea to begin with. Now, to your concern about the crash or the upcoming correction, Mike traded for
years. It's not going to happen now. It never happens when everyone's looking. It'll be next June or July, and they'll sneak it in there on a Friday afternoon. Never, ever does it when everyone's looking.
Yeah, I understand. No, I'm not disputing there won't be a correction. There has to be somewhere along the way. What I was getting ready simply to say is that Mike here traded so successfully many years because he had one simple principle.
Well, it was real simple. When things look good, it's bad. When things are bad, it's good. Well, the reality of it is we came off of Obama, which all markets were horrendous relative to the economy. The economy has now been released.
There? Are you saying someone trades the markets there? So he knows about derivatives, calls and puts.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah, I know a little bit about calls and puts.
Okay.
You know about spreads.
Okay.
You want to talk about
that? It's so out of balance. You've had, Can you imagine what the puts are selling for on an Apple or a Google or something like that? It must be obscene. I don't want to get too deep into stuff that people may not really understand.
We're talking.
Hey, can I make my last point?
This is more of a biblical point.
I forget the stock market. This is about Donald Trump. The hounds of heaven do not like idolatry. They don't like off the charts narcissism, and they don't like God. Does not like pride and arrogance. I'm afraid the hounds of heaven, whether it's Robert Mueller. Something is going to bring him down. I hate to say it.
No, I thought you were describing Barack Obama. I appreciate it, Jose. However, I will say this. You know, for people who have had tremendous gains, they might want to take a little bit of it off the table just because of what you're talking about, okay? And not be taken advantage of, but take advantage of those others who have pumped up the market, as you put it. But I'll take it, and I'll take your phone call any day. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you so much for listening and being out there. All right, once again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show as well, we are here live at Patriot Home Funding. The number is still 407-774-8255. And while we're talking about money and stuff, last night Mike announced on the show that the NFL Players Union, former Players Union, for years, all across the nation, with their local chapters, give out scholarships to high school athletes who don't get the full scholarship, athletic scholarship, to go on to college, but who want to go on to college, maybe as a walk-on, continue your athletic career, or just go right to school, to being a, you know, scholastic.
Right. I mean, what we're primarily doing, like last year, we gave out two $2,500 scholarships, which we have done for the last 17 years here in Central Florida. We do it in every NFL city, but when we have extra money left, we also gave out another two $500 scholarships. These are for kids who do not get an NCAA athletic scholarship, it's, you know, to college. But what it is for the kid that's going to be a walk-on, or maybe the young man or young woman is just a good student and decides not to play. It's for that type of individual. And what we're doing is taking applications, and we will come up with, obviously, the winner. And we're taking them from local high schools, and there might be, there will be assured there'll be at least two winners for $2,500 and maybe more. Wow. But we've done it for years. It's a wonderful opportunity for individuals to maybe have a few extra dollars in their pocket, but it just requires you filling out papers. It might take you an hour, which, you know, I'd say for $2,500, it might be worth your time.
Okay.
And it's applicable to all universities. So, and even junior college, if a person were to go to junior college.
Here's how you take advantage of it, and a couple of folks did last night. Call us at our call-in number and give your information to Nick, and Mike will follow up. It's 407-774-8255. Or do what one person did last night, and you can email us, you can email me through the website, that's AmericanAdversaries.com, and once again, Mike will follow up. He's already followed up with the folks who contacted us last night, but the offer is still out there, and so please do take advantage of it if there's someone in your family.
And it's for high school seniors.
Yeah,
you know, these are kids that are graduating. And again, it's an opportunity. We're going to choose one boy, one girl, and then if there's extra money, there'll be another boy, another girl,
right.
And a great opportunity.
Okay, I want to go back for a few minutes to something else that Jose brought up when we first started talking with him. This notion of Trump colluding with people, his buddies.
If he ever understood the security laws and everything else, they're at no clue. I can tell you, these people are on you like a mad dog.
Well, it's interesting. Go ahead, Rick.
Did Jose actually say that they were going to sneak an economic correction on us on a Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. Next June or July.
Okay, good.
Okay,
I thought you
got time to liquidate. But this notion of collusion also came up today in an interview with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Steven Mnuchin is out there sort of making the rounds describing how the tax cut will be implemented. The IRS, of course, first has to redo the tax tables, and then once they do that, then it can be implemented, and they expect it to be fully implemented by February, and people to be, if they aren't already, begin to see the changes in February to their paychecks.
weeks. Of course, already many places are giving out bonuses, so people are already seeing the effects of this. And today, Walmart announced this morning that they're raising their starting wage to $11 an hour nationwide. That's correct. And also going to be giving out bonuses according to their present bonus plan to all of their employees, and up to $1,000.
There's going to be like 85,000 people get $1,000. There's going to be over 200,000 get over $750. Walmart is also the largest employer in 22 states in the nation. And do you think that when these people see that money, plus the money withheld from their when they get their paychecks, how happy they are going to be because of a certain individual leader in this country?
Have you ever heard of the... I forget what it's called. It's like the added value of a dollar.
Right.
In other words, Mike gets a dollar, okay? He's from
the multiplier
his,
effect.
From his NFL pension. Right. All right, he gets a dollar. So he comes to me and he says, hey, I like that pen you're writing with there. Let me give you a dollar for it. So I give him the pen, he gives me a dollar, and I go out and use the dollar. And it's this multiplying effect. And right. What you're going to see in this is people using those dollars to go out and buy things, accumulate things, and that will create wealth for other people who make and sell those things.
Most of all this money that's given out in, you know, like $1,000 and $750 and things like that, that money is just going to be going into our economy. It's not going anywhere else.
And a lot of people
going to save it. It's going in the economy.
Will buy cars or they'll buy a house or a bigger house. And they will do things with the money. And that's the wealth creating. A lot of people don't understand that wealth is not dollars. Okay? Wealth is assets and a lot of other things.
And it's not finite.
Exactly.
Just because I create wealth doesn't mean I take it away from anybody else.
The pie expands. It doesn't stay the same.
That's right.
Okay. We got a couple of other callers on the line. Let me just say a couple of other things, and then we'll go to the call lines. And by the way, 407-774-8255 is the number. This interview today with Steve Mnuchin about Walmart, the interviewer asked, so did the president get with Walmart and collude, in essence, to do this? And this was at the heart of what Jose was originally talking about, that Trump is colluding with all these big corporations for his advantage, I suppose, to get reelected or something, and for their advantage to get even richer. And it's all of us are just a bunch of, you know, dumb boll weevils or something like this out here, right? And that no, President Trump didn't collude with Walmart.
Krista, did President Trump collude with Amazon? Did President Trump conclude with all the tech companies out on the West Coast that are run by liberals?
Do you
think they're going to work with him?
This is the whole point. This is a lack of understanding of capitalism and a market economy, where when people have money, they want to do something with it. That either bury it in the backyard, invest it, or spend it. But they are and once again, unless they bury it in the backyard, it's going to have that multiplier effect. And then when they die and somebody digs it up, then that money that was buried in the backyard is going to have a multiplier effect. The bottom line is we are creating not just dollars in the stock market, we are creating wealth, okay? And it shows up right here in places like Patriot Home Funding, where they are helping people buy houses.
Right, which we talked about. I mean, you're in a period here in the state of Florida. Hold on. I mean, we're headed for a big, big time, you know, in the sense that there's so much money floating around from the market. And as this money comes out, I'd like to be owning a lot of real estate because it's going to be an awful lot of fun.
All right, let's take a couple of phone calls. Let's go to Craig. Craig, are you calling us from South Africa or are you just from South Africa?
No, I'm from Sanford. I'm the Craig.
Okay. How you doing, Craig?
It's been a while. Sorry, guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just made aware that a new government kind of is taking over on some part of South Africa.
In South Africa?
They're basically going to kill all of the white people, and most of the white people, I suppose, there are farmers. And my point is that we need to immediately evacuate all of those people into and bring them into the United States with their equipment, okay, fly their equipment here, or the good stuff, and scuttle the rest of it,
okay,
and evacuate South Africa.
You know,
if they want to kill them, then let them kill them. I mean, you know.
Well, I must admit, hold on a second. I have not heard the story. You got Aubrey Kahn here. Aubrey, have you heard anything about this? Of course, Aubrey's still got family there.
Look, right. This is very alarming.
Go ahead.
This was a big problem in Zimbabwe, where in Zimbabwe the government was allowing the natives, the black people, to overrun the farms and take them away and confiscate them from the white commercial farmers. So they all fled and went to South Africa, where they've all done very well. Now, in South Africa, if you as a black person can, you can go and claim that that is part of your tribal land, and that land will be confiscated from the white farmer.
Well, he's talking
but
about...
But he's not... This is
nothing new, what he's saying?
This is nothing new, but they're not going to be going in an all-out war to kill the white farmers. The white farmers are also very well armed. So it's going to be a bloody war if that ever does happen.
All right. Well, Craig, we appreciate your concern out there, and we'll look further into this. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Okay, let's go to Rachel before we have to take a break. Hey, Rachel, this is Rachel Cohen. Hey, Rachel.
Rachel.
How you doing?
Hey, Rachel.
Hello, Betty.
Hey,
lady with a silver fork.
You know, the resident biblical scholar heard that other call, and I have to put my 2 cents in after commercial.
Well,
okay, all right. Well, let's take a commercial then, so we got plenty of time for Rachel. So we'll take a commercial, and Rachel has a response for Jose's Bible prophecy there. And this will be very interesting, I'm sure, and very correct from Rachel. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries Live Patriot Home Funding 10-year anniversary party going on right now.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting in Lake Monroe, and they continue westbound past downtown. Doesn't clear up until after the turnpike. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4. The 408 westbound is congested up until about Gotha, and then you get slowdowns all the way down to the 429. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Here we go. All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live from Patriot Home Funding. And once again, because we are live, you can call us at 407-774-8255. A few minutes ago, we had a caller on the line who wanted to get in a little Bible prophecy there. He didn't know who was listening. Yeah,
no.
I thought he was talking about Barack Obama. But anyway, Rachel Cohen, who's always listening out there, she wanted to come and call in and set the record straight. So, Rachel, go right ahead.
No way, Jose. That's my first thing.
That was the caller's name.
No way.
Go away. I'm sure. Don't go away. I'm sure Jose appreciates you saying that. Go ahead, though.
The fact of the matter is, Kevin is sounding the trumpet for President Trump. This thought that pride is something that is going to be not appreciated by God as if it's your pride in yourself. President Trump has never given a speech without thanking God. Every single time he's at the podium, he gives praise, unlike the DNC that booed the very title of God. And you know that. At their convention, you mention God and you're going to get booed out of a stadium.
I guess you could say that,
right? Well, I tell you, the fact that, I mean, there have been a number of Bible prophecies that predicted something like President Trump coming along. Am I correct, Rachel?
Absolutely.
And he's the answer to our prayers. He's the answer to our prayers. When you think back to the run-up to the election, so many Christians, all over, and I should say Muslims, some, and Hindus and others all across this nation were praying for the election of Donald Trump. And that was part of God's plan. And God's plan is not to be denied. And this presidency is reestablishing the part of making America great again is reestablishing its Judeo-Christian roots. And him bringing us closer to Israel and declaring Jerusalem the capital, all of this is reestablishing our connection with our roots, which is to say our connection with God. And some people, they don't want to see that. Others would rather see it, obviously, a different way. But at the end of the day, God will not be denied, and he has not been denied. Rachel?
Well, a lot of people read the biblical text, and they've made God in their image instead of the other way around. And the fact of the matter is, like you said with Jerusalem, the biblical text is replete. Make your yes a yes and your no a no. You don't even have to swear to anything. Just do what you say. So when he, like every other president, said they were going to make Jerusalem the capital, he's actually pushing forward towards his yes as a yes.
Yep, that's a fact. And
the other thing, Chris, too, is, you know, how do you get a nation to develop themselves to their fullest capacity and also the individuals who live in the nation? Unless you have prosperity, that's never going to happen. Go ask the people in Africa. You know, have they really moved on and developed themselves? What's the problem? They have no reinvestment capital. They have no prosperity. So you have to be a fool. Prosperity is one of the greatest gifts that can be given to man, not only for the benefit of the nation as a whole, but also for the development of the individual himself. So Rachel is right.
Yeah, and so are you, Mike, and I'll tell you why. We're such a young country. We're infantile, yet countries and continents that are thousands, tens of thousands, actually hundreds of thousands of years old, cannot do what we've done in a couple hundred years. Why? Until somebody digs up a computer chip in some archaeological dig, I'm saying we rule. We proved it. So what we've done is we've created something that is God-ordained. I'm not going to get into the entire biblical prophecy of this, but it's obvious that God has blessed us. Now, God allowed Trump to bring him back, because he's been pushed out of the picture. And prosperity, yep. Every one of his favorites in the biblical text, if you're talking about the Hebrew scripture, they were given wealth. Certainly they lost some of it, but once they regained their relationship back with God, it came back as well.
All right, Rachel, thanks so very much. We appreciate you. We love you. We can't wait to see you again. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right to you again. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live tonight from Patriot Home Funding's home headquarters. And thanks so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate you being out there. Once again, we're live right now on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And don't forget, tonight at midnight, the show will be rebroadcast in its entirety on the Talk America Radio Network. That's talkamericaradio.us Liberty Channel. And because we are live, you can still give us a call at 407-774-8255. And we got Frank on the line. As a matter of fact, we'll take his phone call here in just a few minutes. Got a few things we want to take care of here first. First of all, let me reintroduce the folks at the microphone. Still got Rick Brown at the mic.
How you doing tonight?
Yeah, you got me, Christopher Hart. And Kathy Santomassino is at a mic.
Hello.
And sitting next to Kathy is John Siebert of Patriot Home Funding. Thanks again for having us here tonight, John, and sponsoring the show. And congratulations on your 10-year anniversary.
Christopher, thank you, and we're glad to have you here. We're just so happy to have 10 years under our belt. It seems like it went by in three.
Quite a milestone.
Thank you. Thank you. And we're looking for 10 more good years, at least.
Well, congratulations and good luck, and you sure know how to throw a party.
Well, we're going to do this often, so.
Yeah, they got a great caterer here with Cafe Positano, and Joe's been polishing off some fine stuff here. What were you eating just a minute ago, Joe?
A little bit of tiramisu.
And before that?
A cannoli.
And before that?
A meatball.
And before that?
Some chicken marcella.
I'm seeing the trend.
And before that, he had pizza.
It was very good pizza, too. Surprise. Now, zucchini, broccoli, spinach. Outstanding. That's, with olive oil.
That's the Tuscany version.
Yeah. Is that that? That's the Tuscany. Outstanding. Oil. You just need a little more garlic on it.
All right.
Other than that, outstanding.
We'll tell Pasquale that.
Yeah, that's right.
He's listening, I'm sure.
And I tell you, that we're so proud to have Patriot Home Funding because they are really the go-to folks for your mortgage needs. If it's a refi or you're buying a house, these are the folks that you need to talk to because not only are they they're the most scrupulous business people. I mean, they do everything by the book, first of all, and they don't overcharge you, second of all. And so with that, that's why they've been in business for 10 years. It's a great reputation that you have.
Thank you.
And you deserve it.
Thank you.
And so, they don't mess around. They don't try to sell you on something you don't need or something you can't afford. They're realistic with their clientele, and that's why the clientele come back. Right?
Repeat business. Mm-hmm. I would say probably 25 to 30% of our business is people that we've done business with before.
And word of mouth, them telling their friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, once again, if you have a mortgage need, and with all of this wealth being created, folks are going to be thinking about moving up or moving out or moving across town or whatever, talk to these guys first. And they will help you get your ducks in a row so that when you actually go out there and look for those houses, you're ready to go.
You know, Chris, it's interesting that people always say, you always hear the realtors and the community and the people in our business always say, this is the right time to buy. This is the right time to buy. It's always being said. This is, in fact, the right time to buy. Rates are going up. There's no question about that. And the values in homes are going up. So prices are getting more expensive. So
right.
I was talking to a client today, and they said, well, we're going to wait 6 months. I said, I wouldn't do that. Your lease ends up in May. You'll probably see another quarter point interest rate increase between now and then.
Right.
The cost of homes is definitely going to go up. Appreciation's happening. There's no question about that.
Right.
So this is the time to start looking at and doing that.
John, do you see it in different segments, luxury homes?
I think the sweet spot is starting to become the 250 to 350 price range. Mm-hmm. I think Pierce would probably agree with that, but. And that's our sweet spot. Our average loan amount, I believe, last year was around 220.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, it was 196. And the year before that, it was 160. So you can see what's happening.
Trend.
Now,
yes.
You know, we're getting in different neighborhoods and different communities. But still, the trend is up. There's no question about that. And it's not going to stop right now. And you hear the word bubble all the time. And there always are corrections. Or there'll be a correction in the stock market. There always is. It's just a matter of what extent that's going to happen to.
Right.
But no, I don't see this as a bubble, as in the fact that what we had in 2006
right.
and 7.
Yeah, I saw it up close too, being a contractor or a carpenter. Guys were coming to me that I had done work for. You got another house? Yeah, all I had to do was sign my name.
Yep.
And they were doing this two or three at a time.
Fog of mirror.
Right, and that's not happening this time.
Well, I was going to say that's the difference between then and now.
Right.
Right. Then it was man-made.
Right.
It was artificial. You're right. And it was based on products that the boys in Wall Street put out there that really didn't require anybody to qualify.
No.
Photo signers.
And that was forced on them by the Clinton administration.
Well, and forced on them before that with the Community Reinvestment Act with Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, exactly. And Barack Obama, as an attorney, used that Reinvestment Act to win a case in Chicago against a savings and loan company.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I believe it was the only case he ever was involved in. But the market is hot, but it's going to get hotter because it's supply and demand. It really comes down to supply and demand. And this is, once again, the demand is for people to actually have dwellings they're going to live in, not something that they want to flip real quick or something. There's still that going on, but it's not the same type of freewheeling money that was going on.
Well,
those
folks were looking for the quick buck, and quite frankly, there was two waves that made money. It was the third wave. The guys got hold in the bag. When the music stopped, there was no chair to sit down in.
Right, exactly.
And those are the ones that, let them all go back to the banks. The foreclosures happened and whatnot. But that won't happen this time because those products don't exist. So,
right. Now, once again, these are the guys to talk to, and they're real easy to talk to. They've got great folks working with them here. And it really is a friendly environment. So, once again, this is one of those businesses you need to have on your refrigerator. That their phone number, their website on your refrigerator for when you need it, or somebody in your family or friend or something like that. Because we all pretty much know somebody that's you know, in the process of buying, selling a house, right?
This is where you go.
Exactly. And don't forget Aubrey Kahn with the inspection needs come around for Firm Foundation Home Inspection. And once again, the market was up tremendously today. And believe me, people are going to take some of that wealth and they're going to invest it in real estate. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. And look at the corporations. They're giving the money back to their people.
Exactly.
I mean, Walmart raises the minimum wage from 9 to 11, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So people have the money. There's a lot of move up going on. Mm-hmm. And as you said earlier, supply and demand, the supply is weak in Central Florida.
Right.
I mean, we're starting to see the bidding war happen again. Which is interesting. You know, the appraisers will dictate what the house is going to sell for.
Right.
And, you know, the comparable sales will dictate that. But you are seeing markets where, you know, contracts are, you know, houses are being sold for 200 and then they're bidding it up to 210. You know, so you're having to go above and beyond the asking price to get it. So.
And the new builders aren't keeping up. I know on the east side of Seminole County, they're building probably 3-to-1 apartments to new homes.
You know what? And there's a reason for that, because rents are going to be in demand, too. I mean, you have an influx of folks from Puerto Rico.
Right. And there'll be more people coming from north down here,
that's
too.
Right. And they're locating here. And I think the rental market's going to be just as hot here in the next 12 to 24 months as well. So,
all right. Okay. So that's the lay of the land. And once again, this is the place to go for your mortgage needs, and they won't give you the runaround.
And they've been here 10 years, they're not going anywhere.
Exactly, and that's very important in this business.
And let me add to that, Christopher. You know, we've got, I don't know, how many employees? 7, 8, 9. Well over 100 years experience combined between all of us. So we've seen it.
Right.
We've done it all.
Been there, done.
We've done it, exactly.
That's right.
And our lending partners, which we have several of them here tonight, you know, they back us, they support us, and, you know, they're there to help us, and they do a great job of doing that.
Well, I know several of our listeners have taken advantage mm-hmm. of you guys' business, and they're very happy.
Good.
So that makes me happy, and everybody's happy, so let's all be happy.
That's right.
I feel happy.
Dilly dilly.
All right. And if you've got money in the market, you got to be happy. And if you work at Walmart, you got to be happy. And if you work at Universal Studios, you got to be happy. They're giving out $1,000 bonuses.
Pretty nice.
And attributing it to the
tax break. The,
exactly. And
hear that, Jose?
Yeah, and we're seeing this all over the place. And you're going to see more of it. And you're going to see upward pressure on wages, not because of a minimum wage law, but because of supply and demand in the labor market. And so that's the best way to do it, right? You're seeing... What was the name of that outfit that just closed or has changed? Or I think they closed a bunch of stores. It was an eatery chain, a food chain or something up
Red
there.
Robin?
Yeah, Red Robin.
Red Robin. Okay.
Yeah, because of the minimum wage dictated to them.
Whether they're firing or laying off all their busboys.
Right, exactly, laying off the busboys. Because of the minimum wage. The bottom line is the best minimum wage is that the market dictates,
yes,
not what
always.
Government dictates, right?
Yep.
And so what you're seeing is natural accumulation of wealth because of the free flow of capital.
You know, and people that don't understand market economics don't understand that the market would drive rates higher than what the government dictates. If we let businesses compete for the best talent and people that wanted to come to work, you would see minimum wages higher than what the government dictates just by market competition.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say, only you said it better. Let's see what Frank has to say. He's been waiting patiently. Frank, how you doing out there tonight? Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. I'll be quick because my bowling league's about to start. But number one, this definitely isn't a bubble. We've entered into a period, a new spiritual period. God is pouring out his spirit, and it is going to be a period of prosperity, at least for 7 years. And Genesis 12:3, God said to Abraham, I will bless those that bless thee, and I will curse those that curse thee. And this country has been a staunch ally of Israel for a long time with some bumps in the road. And that blessing is going to get poured out on this country, I guarantee. Okay? Number two, as far as, you know, I'm not going to, you know, as far as some people go, and I'm tired of hearing Marxist rhetoric from everybody because they're getting indoctrinated. It's the stock market's evil, corporations are evil, rich people are evil. This is classic Marxism. And what I tell people is, look, it's called a free market for a reason. Okay? If you don't like it, don't get in the market. If you don't like some company, don't do business with them. It's freedom, see? And they ain't got a gun to your head forcing you to do business with them, unlike the government. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Well put, Frank. All right, thank you so much, and I appreciate you holding.
Bowl well.
All right, guys. All right. God bless.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right, same to you. Frank's right. We'll be right back. Look, he couldn't hold out.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting in Lake Monroe, and they continue westbound past downtown. Doesn't clear up until after the turnpike. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4. The 408 westbound is congested up until about Gotha, and then you get slowdowns all the way down to the 429. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We're live at the Patriot Home Funding Headquarters. And once again, they are great folks over here. We really appreciate it. And it's been catered by Cafe Positano. And they can cater your event or, of course, they can host your event. And we really appreciate them. In March, we're going to celebrate 7 years that Cafe Positano has been sponsoring our show with a another spaghetti eating contest and a remote over there. We'll give you some more information as we get close to that.
Joe, you entering?
I would never go toe-to-toe with John Barrows.
Yeah. And listen, he is our reigning champion, and he can't wait to get back at it. Speaking of competition, you got some great competition coming up Saturday and Sunday out to Winter Springs Way, right, Rick?
Out at the Scottish Highland Games, the 34th annual.
34th?
Yeah.
I remember when they used to do them at the fairgrounds.
Actually, let me take that back. It's the 41st annual.
41st annual. Okay.
And right. It's going to be a great time. It starts tomorrow night for their sponsors with the great whiskey tasting and sponsor reception, and then rolls right into the games on Saturday. There'll be 35,000 people out there Saturday. There'll be booths everywhere. Matter of fact, all morning, Brenda and I were preparing the haggis for our haggis burritos, haggis tacos, and haggis jalapeno poppers. And I will say it came out spectacular. So
that
you need to come out and see us.
That isn't haggis like goat guts or something like that?
Sheep's stomach.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. It's organ meat. Well, you know, traditionally it's organ meat, lungs, heart. all the gizzards cooked in a sheep's bladder, but you can't do that here in the U.S.
Oh, my Lord.
So
you'll have it there Saturday and Sunday?
Yep, we'll be there Saturday and Sunday. I'll be around the tent. I'll be around the games. Brenda will be at the Daughters of the American Revolution tent, where you can go and research your genealogy.
They'll help you out there.
Yep, we'll have honor flight materials there, and it'll just be a great time.
Well, you know, I want to ask you the question that all the audience is wondering.
Yes.
What are you going to wear under your kilt?
My shoes.
You asked. That is at Central Winds Park in Winter Springs, Saturday and Sunday. And where do they do the whiskey tasting?
The whiskey tasting's at the Hilton.
Is it too late to get in on that?
Yeah,
that's sold out. That usually sells out way ahead of time.
It is sold out. Yep.
Yeah. Now, the event itself is $25. Saturday and Sunday, right?
It's $20 Saturday, $25 Saturday. I'm sorry, it's $20 Sunday, $25 Saturday.
Because they have a concert at night.
Right, but if you buy from Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs and on Loma Avenue, we have tickets for sale that are $5 cheaper if you buy them early.
Okay, all right.
And parking is going to be an issue, so make sure you come early to park.
Okay.
I have seen traffic backed up from Central Winds Park all the way to the 417.
Oh, wow.
So get there early.
Get there early. That's this Saturday, this
carpool.
Sunday. And, of course, Rick will be there. Mike's probably going to be there one of the days. Our old buddy Ken Vihek usually calls the action on the field.
Yes. With the games.
Yeah, with the what is that telephone pole thing they throw?
The caber throw.
The caber throw. Yeah, that's all. I remember I went a few times when they were out there at the fairgrounds. It's very interesting.
It is a lot of fun.
Oh, it is.
And now it's even bigger. It's like three times the size.
And competitors come from all over the place.
All over the country.
Yeah,
yep.
To compete in this thing.
Actually, all over the world because they come from Scotland and Canada.
Yeah. All right, so that's going on this weekend.
And you can buy your Scottish gear there, too. They have a lot of great vendors that do kilts. And...
Is that right?
Yeah.
What if you got no Scottish blood in you?
Don't matter.
You can always be like
Aubrey.
Lizzie Warren.
Aubrey, you can head on over there and get you a kilt, buddy.
All right,
Aubrey, of course, is the co-host on the Sunday night show with me, and whenever he's in the neighborhood. But Aubrey, of course, also inspects properties, commercial and home, properties.
Residential. Mm-hmm.
Residential, thank you. And they've got a great deal that because he's part of the national, what's it called again?
International Association of Certified Home Inspectors.
Wow. International. Oh.
International.
That sounds
in 60
important.
Countries.
Yeah, this is one of those globalist organizations.
Yeah, like Walmart.
Yeah.
Does it fall up under Agenda 21?
No comment.
But
I plead the fifth.
A lot of people hire inspectors who kind of go through the motions. They'll come out for an hour or two, and they'll write up a little report, and you think you've gotten the full story. No, when you get an inspection, you want it to be thorough. And Aubrey Kahn does thorough inspections. So thorough that he is willing to back up his inspections with a guarantee, right?
That's right. If within 90 days of closing you don't like your house, we'll buy it back from you.
That's if they use you as the inspector.
I have to be the inspector. They've had to use a realtor, and there's one or two minor conditions besides that. But
nonetheless, yeah. What better guarantee can you get from an inspector, right? So
I have no intentions of having to buy a home.
That's the whole point here, is that the inspection is going to be extremely thorough, which is what you want when you're buying a house. And by the way, even if it's a new house, right?
New construction as well, yeah.
That's right. Okay, so that's Aubrey Kahn, OrlandosHomeInspector.com, 321-624-0254. Once again, we're coming to you tonight live from Patriot Home Funding. And once again, we so appreciate all of our sponsors, and we really could not do what we're doing without them. All right? So stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show live from Patriot Home Funding, and we will be right back.
I wanted to make...
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The St. Louis Circuit Attorney has launched a formal investigation to determine if Governor Eric Greitens committed any crimes associated with the 2015 extramarital affair. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner originally said Thursday that no criminal complaint had been filed against Greitens and no evidence of a crime has been presented to her office. But she said later Thursday that after further consideration, she believes an investigation is necessary. The Trump administration says it will allow states to impose work requirements on able-bodied Medicaid recipients. That would be a first in the program's half century, rewriting the rules on health care for the poor. Seema Verma, head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says work and community involvement can make a positive difference in people's health. On Wall Street, the Dow by 206 points, the Nasdaq rose 58. More details at srnnews.com.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
How about a transatlantic cruise from Europe starting at $430.50 per person for an inside cabin or $912.50 per person for a balcony for 14 nights? Book Disney this month for a 7-night cruise on the Fantasy sailing in February or March of 2018 and get $100 onboard credit per cabin. Amber Waterways River Cruises is offering free prepaid gratuities on select 2017 and 2018 Europe and Asia sailings. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate you being out there. Okay, 407-774-8255 is the number, as we are coming to you live from Patriot Home Funding's headquarters over here in Altamont Springs. I am Christopher Hart, along with Rick Brown, Aubrey Kahn. And we also have Joe from Relax and Comfort, who's got a big announcement we're going to get to here in just a minute. Mike McBath is consuming food, and I hope there's some left when we get done here.
Now, between him and Joe.
How is the food?
Excellent.
Excellent.
I hope somebody set aside some tiramisu for me.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to recap some of the news today. The market is up big. Walmart was part of it because they have decided that their starting wage is going to be $11 an hour now instead of $9. Plus, they're going to hand out bonuses to their employees. Universal Studios here in Orlando, similarly, is going to be giving out $1,000 bonuses to their employees, accrediting the tax cut for these decisions. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau lost its case against President Trump last night. He can indeed fire and rename the head of that agency. The State Department has issued a do not travel warning to 5 Mexican states. So if you're thinking about going to Mexico, you might want to check with the State Department first. And then there is the comment that evidently was expressed by the president today at a meeting in the Oval Office with, I guess it was a handful, about a half a dozen senators. Evidently, they're working hard to get an immigration thing done. They have a deal in progress.
In progress.
Yeah, it's in progress, but they got a working, there's something going on. I guess they were over to the White House to talk to the president.
It was an Oval Office meeting.
Right. And the president, once again, he and his staff is saying that the bill has to have border protection. They also want something done about the immigration lottery and the chain migration. Yes, thank you. And somewhere along the way in the meeting, the president uttered,
colorful vernacular.
Yeah, we got to be careful about this.
We can be careful.
All right, go ahead.
He said during the meeting, why are we having all these people from S-hole countries come here?
Nicely done.
And he was referring to several countries, Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries in the temporary protected status program. He says, what we need are more people coming here from good countries like Norway.
And, of course, yesterday he did sign the mutual agreements with
Minister Ernest Solberg.
Right, the Prime Minister, yes. Evidently, Fox and several outlets have confirmed that he did say this in the meeting. Now, the New York Times has reported a similar comment that he'd made. He supposedly said in a meeting that all Haitians had AIDS or something like that. The people who were in the meeting actually denied it.
You know, the left is losing their mind, right. And we're all sitting here just...
Right.
Saying he's saying what we're thinking.
Right. And that gets back to this. If the president did say it, believe me, I don't think it's going to hurt him any.
No, I don't think it's going to hurt him.
And by the way, Joe, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, did they bother to confirm that those countries really were what he said?
We'll check into it.
We'll check the Cracker Jack research team.
You know, I want to go back to this Walmart thing, too, and kind of tie these things together. Because a lot of the elite establishment still just do not get Donald Trump and the Trump phenomenon. This morning in an interview, Steve Mnuchin, I believe it was on CNN, was asked. He was talking about the tax cuts and how they're going to be implemented. And the Walmart announcement came up, and he was asked, did the administration, in essence, collude with Walmart to do this? Well, on the one hand, it's absurd. But if they do want to put that out there, just think about this for a moment, what the press is doing. Let's say you work at Walmart, but you hate Donald Trump's guts. But you turn on the news at night, and you find out that Walmart just gave you a $1,000 bonus because of Donald Trump.
Then you return it and say, I don't want it.
No, not likely.
If I'm an employee, I want that kind of collusion going on.
Exactly. So in trying to criticize him, they are cutting their own throats. Once again, they just don't get Donald Trump. He is the pinball wizard, and they just don't understand. They can't figure out how he does it. And he's also Moby Dick, and they're the Ahabs who are determined to destroy him, even though it will actually mean they destroy themselves in the process. So keep it coming. So that's some of the day's big news.
But, you know, that's typical Democrat. I mean, how many Democrats voted for the tax bill? Zero, right?
Right.
And you know, while I was driving here this evening, I was contemplating all of that. And I was thinking about Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Sheila Jackson Lee, and all the other Democrats. So, you know, I came to the conclusion that they're all just like slinkies.
Why slinkies? Is that?
Yeah.
Why would that be?
Because a slinky is absolutely useless, but it does bring a smile to your face when you push it down the stairs.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, that's one. Aubrey Kahn, 321-624-0254. All right. Also, please don't forget to check out our Facebook page, where we now not only have the perv of the day, but we have the perv enabler of the day. And, of course, Oprah Winfrey had to win the inaugural designation, shall we say. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. That's at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. And our website is AmericanAdversaries.com. You can email me. You can see all of our sponsors' great ads, which are linked to their websites. And you can also join the American Adversaries Army. And our shows are archived there as well. And Joe from Relax and Comfort is with us. And there,
yes, he is.
Yeah. And you guys got some great things going on over there. As a matter of fact, people may see more of Relax and Comfort, right?
Yes, they will. We're having 20 billboards put up around town, all offering a free massage chair with the purchase of the world's best adjustable bed, the X10. Really impressive. However, as a special treat for the American Adversaries listeners, if they call in and register, when we do our live remote from the American Adversaries, you will be at the new store in Winter Park. Chris Hart will be pulling a lucky listener's name out of the hat, and they will be going home with a free massage chair.
I tell you what, if you haven't tried one of these massage chairs, you don't know what you're missing. These things are state-of-the-art, and they are so... Let's just say, when you sit down in it, you don't want to get up.
You know, this is not fair.
How's that?
I cannot enter this contest.
I know, it's awful.
I tell you what.
No, sadly, station employees cannot enter the contest. Okay, and as I look at Joe Ferreira here.
He's going, what? What? But you folks who are listening certainly can. And you can register in the Relax and Comfort stores, right?
Yes, or they can register directly with you through your website.
That's right.
Okay.
That's AmericanAdversaries.com. And just go there and send me an email.
Yes, they have to show up on the day of the event. So if their name gets pulled and they're not there, somebody else's name is going to get pulled.
Okay, so you do have to be there. And, of course, we'll tell you well ahead of time.
No purchase necessary.
That's right. And when we're going to be doing that live remote, that'll be coming up here, in a few weeks?
Correct.
And
store looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's at the Winter Park Village. And it's beautiful layout there. So head on by there and stop by and check it out. And get registered for this drawing. Check out that X10. And, you know, a lot of people out there, you know, with the market doing as well as it's been doing, and maybe you're listening and you're working at Universal and you're getting one of those $1,000 bonuses, or you're working at Walmart and you're getting a raise, and you want to get a bed that you can actually sleep in?
Exactly.
Head over to Relax and Comfort. It's so important that you sleep right at night. And it's amazing how few people do.
Nobody does.
I'm telling you.
Unless you have one of these beds.
Unless you have one of these adjustable beds, mm-hmm. especially. And what the nice thing about Relax and Comfort is, if you don't like the way your bed is sleeping, you can change it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Where else can you do that? Hardly
exactly.
anywhere. So that's Relax and Comfort stores in Windermere, Winter Park Village, and the Seminole Town Center. And when we do the live remote, it'll be at their new location, which is right across the street from the old location.
Correct. I had an example of that last night. Brenda says, you've been snoring every night this week. Pick your head up a little bit. Went over and pressed the button. My head came up, and I slept like a baby all night long.
There it is. So and if you're having trouble sleeping, it may not be anything that you're... physiological. It may not be a physiological thing. It may be your mattress. It may be that you need a new sleep system.
And if you're grumpy all day, like Chris Hart, it could be the mattress.
It could be.
Kidding, Chris. I'm kidding.
I was going to say it's only because I sleep on a cot down at the county jail every night, right?
There you go.
You and Otis?
Yeah, that's right. That's Relax in Comfort, Winter Park Village, and Seminole Town Center, and, of course, Windermere. And they have the massage chairs, they have the sleep systems, and the anti-gravity chair over there,
too. Isn't that cool?
Oh, I love that.
I have two.
I think, yes, he purchased two. That one was so good, he had to have another.
We bought them at the same time. That was our Christmas present to each other. Mm-hmm. So now we have them in our theater room, and we have two anti-gravity chairs.
Oh, what better way is there to watch your home theater system, right? It's like you're literally floating in air when you sit in these things. And all of this is at Relax in Comfort. Okay. Once again, tonight, we're coming to you live from Patriot Home Funding, their headquarters over here in Altamont Springs. They got a really nice crowd out here. I hope there's some food left when we get done with the show here in a few minutes. But it is being catered also by one of our sponsors, Cafe Positano. And, Rick, you guys cater too, don't you?
We do. We have a great catering group. We'll go just about anywhere. And all you have to do is give us a call, and we'll be glad to set something up for you.
You can eat all that Scottish Mexican food
this weekend. Yes,
yeah. If you want to try some homemade haggis
tacos.
Yeah,
haggis tacos. As a matter of fact, if you call, I was going to dig it up in a minute.
The haggis tacos are going to be at the Highland Games,
right?
Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. And the number to call is 407-221-6598, and we can set up a great catering for your events.
Okay, that's 407-221-6598 to have Tijuana Flats cater your party or your event. But to get the haggis, you got to go to the games, right?
You have to go to the games, too.
All right.
And I do have one correction. I've been texted twice.
What's that?
The Fetching Mrs. Brown will be at the DAR tent, but there is actually a couple of DAR groups, evidently, and she will be at the William P. Duvall chapter tent from Winter Park.
Okay.
So if you want to see Mrs. Brown, that's where you need to go.
You make sure you do that. All right, that's this Saturday and Sunday. This Saturday and Sunday.
It was the monkeys.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was not.
Who was it?
Hermit Hermits.
Oh. Yeah, sorry.
Peter Noon happens to live right here somewhere in Central Florida.
He may be listening right now.
That's true.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up tonight's show. And don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up right here at 7 o'clock. So please stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
How does your bed sleep?
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, DinoRentosStudios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Thoughts that flash in the calm that cast long shadows of doubt. No matter how far down you hide them, they just spill right out. So I hold tight to the edge of the night, and I fight on and wait for the light.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for tuning in. Of course, that is the music from the movie 13 Hours. And there's another great movie coming out. That was an excellent movie. Another excellent movie coming out called 12 Strong. about some soldiers fighting in Afghanistan horseback.
Wow.
So, I believe that's what it is. 12 strong. I don't usually recommend movies on the show because I don't think too much of Hollywood, but this isn't a movie you're going to want to see. Okay, we got Bo holding on the line, so let's go to Bo right now. Bo, how you doing tonight?
Hey,
thanks
Bo.
For calling.
Bo's fine. My contest entry for tonight, only kidding. Congratulations to the Patriot Home Fund for 10 years. Now, straight to the point, Bo has stocks too, and I heard this Jose guy talking. I was getting a little more depressed. I thought about jumping off the porch again, but I didn't realize he was maybe a fake. One of them are profits in the stock market. Then I heard him talk more. He's a fake, maybe, of a profit in religion. I just don't know what to do, but I'm going to keep listening to you guys so I don't jump off the porch. You guys have a great show. It's humorous and highly informative in the political scene. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you,
Bo.
Bo.
We appreciate that. And, yeah, we're not going to be ever holding out holding up the doomsday signs around here, right? All right. So, once again, thanks for being out there. And, by the way, normally we would be doing a contest today on Contest Thursday, but because we are here and remote, it makes the phones a little bit more difficult. So we decided to postpone it until next week. But we will have our regular contest back up and running next week. So, of course, we'll give you the challenge starting Tuesday. Okay, so once again, thanks for being with us tonight. And, yeah, you know, the beauty of the American experience, the United States, is that it's always new. It's always renewing itself. There's always more to do. It can get sidetracked. Like we got sidetracked with President Obama, a little bit sidetracked with George W. Bush. But with Donald Trump, he's getting us back on track. And people think that he's colluding with... It's interesting because on the one hand, we're being told he can't hold a thought. He can't do anything for himself.
But he can collude.
But he can collude not only with the Russians, but with people on Wall Street, with Walmart and everybody else.
And so well, no one can find any evidence of it.
Exactly.
He's really good.
But he doesn't want to win, but he works hard with the Russians to win, right?
But he's an idiot.
And he's all of these things.
He cannot retain his thoughts. He keeps repeating himself.
He doesn't like to read.
And yet he keeps beating the liberals time after time after time.
That's why I've decided that he's the pinball wizard, too, because they can't figure out how he does it. They've dubbed him the deaf, dumb, and blind kid. The deaf, dumb, and blind kid
sure plays a mean
pinball. That's right. And but the what Trump is simply doing is getting government the heck out of the way.
That's all we've been asking
for. What does the tax cut bill do? It gets government out of your pocket a little bit, right? Even with the corporate tax cut, it's really the people helping because they're the ones who pay the taxes. Businesses collect taxes. Rick, you have businesses, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, is the tax that you have to pay to the government included in the price of your tacos?
Of course.
Why?
Because somebody has to pay it.
And if you didn't include it, you would soon go out of business, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
It's just basic business. 101
it's
stuff.
Math. It's just math.
It's simple math. And yet liberals just can't seem to figure it out. And the tax cut, he's getting out of our pockets. The regulations, he's getting out of way of this, these overburdensome regulations. He's getting out of the way of business. He's simply getting things out of the way and letting the natural course of events happen. He's not colluding with these people. He's simply saying, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. I'm going to get out of you. We're going to get the government out of your way, and you do what you naturally do. And he knows from being in business for himself that that's going to mean good things for the American public.
You know, the liberal general electorate really needs to start paying attention because the liberal elites and the liberal politicians know. They do know.
Yeah.
But they think that their constituency is so stupid,
yeah,
they come up with these far-fetched stories, and everybody believes them. because these are the people you're supposed to look up to and supposed to believe. Well, I think that the general voters are a heck of a lot smarter than what these liberal politicians give them credit for.
Absolutely.
And they just need to start paying attention, reading. Try reading. Try following the news. Watch something other than MSNBC or CNN and really see what's going on out there, because these people are lying. They're lying to you for their own political expediency.
Yeah. Look, just look at the, for instance, the, pardon me, the black community. Jobs, all-time record, low unemployment in the black community. You know, it's happening naturally. I suppose Trump colluded with the people who are giving all the, even though he's a racist, I guess he's colluding with people who are hiring blacks,
you know,
right?
And an idiot like Nancy Pelosi will get on the air and say this is because of President Obama's economy, and these people will believe it.
Well, it's only because he held things down, and now with Trump letting it loose, right?
It is because of Obama's economy. Yeah,
absolutely. He's right. Aubrey is correct.
It is.
Because of the bounce
because
back.
Because the bounce back was inevitable.
Yeah. In other words,
it's more than that. If Obama didn't destroy the economy as much as he did,
it wouldn't be coming back this fast or this hard.
Trump wouldn't look anywhere near as good
as he does now.
As he does now.
Yeah. We said this even when we first started doing this show. Part of the reason we wanted to do this show was to bring confidence and optimism back to people. That's why we'll never hang out the doomsday banner on this show. This show is rooted in confidence and optimism in the American experience. And we started this show because so many people, friends and people that we, Larry Adams and I, were meeting, were telling us that, well, man, the United States, it's over. It's never going to be the same again. It's awful. And no, we survived Barack Obama. Was it painful? Better believe it.
Heck yeah.
But look at the flip side. Look at the flip side. And this is going to be a huge educational experience for a lot of millennials out there, for instance, who only knew the Barack Obama experience. And now they're seeing what real economic growth is all about, what real potential is all about, what real opportunity is all about.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know what Barack Obama's greatest legacy is?
He was such a failure.
Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
That's Obama's greatest legacy.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. He gave us Trump. And I'll take it.
He also made Carter look good.
Yeah, Jimmy got to see. Jimmy got elevated in status before he goes down finally, right?
Indeed. But, of course, there's beyond the economy, there's other things that we have to take care of, too. That got screwed up. The Justice Department, the FBI, the IRS. But these things are those are going to be actually more problematic. Even though you would think the solution would be simpler, just fire the SOBs. But the bottom line is, it's not as simple as that. You've got cultural things going on in those institutions now that need to be dealt with. With the proper leadership, it can be done as well. And we're seeing it happen. And it's going to continue, believe me. And we intend to be right there to sort of help it, egg it on.
Well, if you can corrupt the fabric of our government in 8 years, you can certainly uncorrupt it in 8 years.
Well, I think the corruption part, though, was going on much longer than that. But nonetheless, we can do a lot to straighten this situation out. And we're on the right path to do that, no question about it. And we're seeing more and more evidence of that every single day. And not just here in the United States, but around the world as well. So, once again, this show is rooted in faith in our form of government, our way of life, and that is to say, faith in God. And believe you me, folks, I'm going to turn 60 this month, and the only times I've gone wrong is when I didn't put my faith in God. And boy, did I live to regret it. At least I did live. All right, so once again, want to thank you for listening tonight as we came to you from Patriot Home Funding's headquarters here in Altamont Springs. And once again, they are great sponsors, and more importantly to you, they are great business people.
Yeah, this was
so
great.
When you need a mortgage, this is the place to go. A
lot of fun, Pierce.
When you need some haggis, you need to go to the
come to the Highland Games.
Highland
you
Games.
Will not regret it.
That's right.
It's just a blast.
Just stick your nose in the air. I'm sure you'll be able to breathe and smell those pig's guts. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. I hope there's some food left out here.
What kind of haggis do you eat?
We'll be back tomorrow night for Patriot Home Funding live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. I hope you'll be there. Larry Elder up next. Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.